Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Urban Schrott, who is IT security and cybercrime analyst with ESET Ireland. Good morning, Urban.
Good morning.
It's great talking to you again. I had to ring you on this one. We're going to discuss data protection following alleged misuse of personal data by Cambridge Analytica in the US.
Yes.
This is a third party accessing, was it Facebook? If you just explain to the listeners what's going on here, and it's not all just about politics, as some people might think.
Mainly it's that politics has come around to actually looking very in great detail in people's personal data, and how they can manipulate what they know about people in order to get a desired result in politics. And since we've all gone to social media, where we pretty much display our entire lives in great intimacy and great detail, it was only a matter of time before some company would actually take a very organized approach to this and try to sell this private data mining to anyone pretty much who's willing to pay for their research, and in this particular case, it was various political parties, various presidential candidates.
And were they sending advertisements to individuals as regards who to vote for?
Yes, that was their final target, of course. But you know, it's different from usual political propaganda in the way that, you know, ads for political parties or billboards or, you know, even candidates going door to door, as you know, we've experienced in the past, they don't really know who they're dealing with. So, you know, they have to make a one-size-fits-all, more or less, message, and then they try to broadcast this message to the voters in order to convince them. What these people have now gone about doing is making pretty much bespoke advertising based on what makes a particular person tick. So you can, you know, here a very, very graphic example of a hypothetical scenario. Say they want to pitch candidate Joe for president, right? They want to get Joe elected for president. And if they just put one message out there, you know, Joe for a brighter future, now vote for him. Yeah, some people might fall for it, some people might not. It's, you know, they don't really know how effective this campaign is going to be. However, if they use personal research from social media, which says these voters like this, these other voters care about that, even age-specific, let's say voters under 35 prefer color red, voters over 35 prefer color blue. So then they make a political ad which puts candidate Joe on the blue background, serves that ad to the older crowd, and candidate Joe on a red background is served to the younger crowd. It will get a better response. A certain percentage more than otherwise would end up clicking on these ads, would end up looking at the message that they're trying to give them. This in itself is not illegal. It is, however, worrying in what great detail they go in order to find, you know, what makes us tick and to deliver their message. Why, however, is this Cambridge Analytica thing a scandal? Because a lot of this was being done without the users knowing, pretty much all of it. One of their statements of their whistleblower was that not only people who signed up for an app, which pretended to be a survey, that not only their data was gathered, but also data of all of their friends was gathered. So anyone they were connected to on Facebook, their personal information was also served to the Cambridge Analytica. Now, whether Facebook themselves were complicit in this or not is still being researched. There is still no definitive answer on that one. It is, in any case, quite worrying that you know, such things were going on without agreement of people, without their consent. that their data was being mined, that their personal details were being collected, analyzed, and used for various purposes.
Now, the Facebook user, did they have to engage with an app on Facebook?
The initial one, yes.
Yeah.
His friends, however, were then automatically targeted just because he engaged with an app. Now, we've seen a lot of apps for users on Facebook recently masquerading as various quizzes or similar funny, funny apps, such as, find who your best friends are. And you click on it and it goes to your profile, it takes pictures of your friends, it measures how much they posted on your wall, etc., and then gives you a list which you post and makes everyone laugh. Or what would you look like as a woman, for instance, or
that's
the other way,
I've
for women,
one,
what
yeah.
would you look like as a man? Right, again, you have to give it access to your Facebook profile. Another one was, what were you in a past life? Again, you have to give it access to your profile, it goes through your data, and then does something with it. And most people do this perfectly willingly. Most people will allow a third-party app to access their profile just for a laugh. And they do it without thinking who this third party is, what sort of personal data they actually take from their profile. That it's as if people are completely oblivious of the fact that, just giving some unknown company access to your personal details, which they display on their Facebook, that this will end up having some sort of consequences.
Yeah, and you see this every day on Facebook. These, what would you look like as a girl? What would you look like as a man? And these can be dangerous apps. Is that what you're saying, Urban?
Absolutely, yes. Because, do people know who is behind them? Does anybody know who the companies are who distribute these various quizzes? We have no idea. We have absolutely no idea. They just say, if you want to see the result of this quiz, you have to give this app access to your Facebook profile. And without thinking, people just click yes.
Now, didn't something like this happen before? And I think access to friends' data was restricted by a platform upgrade. Am I right in saying that?
I mean, since Facebook started, they've been saying that they're upgrading their privacy controls. I mean, when they started, everything was out there, everything was out in the open for everyone to see. Then they, added some controls where you can set up your privacy so that only your friends can see stuff. And even this, most people are not doing. If you type a random name into Google and go to a random Facebook profile, you can start reading personal info about some complete stranger. With their entire disregard that anyone on the internet can be reading their posts and photos of their private life or their children or anything else. So, accessing other people from your network, this by default, this should not be even possible. So the fact that Facebook, only reactively adds certain limitations to that is absolutely not enough. And, people, in light of these revelations of the past few days, even stocks of Facebook have plummeted. Mark Zuckerberg is losing billions of dollars because people are losing trust into his in his platform just because they're realizing that their data isn't safe. However, I still think that's a minority of people. The majority of people aren't even aware what they're doing with their data. And, once you post something, once something is out there, it's out there for good. Even if you delete a photo, you have no idea if someone hasn't stored it on some server somewhere.
Yeah, now we have a data protection commissioner. What's needed here, Urban? We don't want to frighten people. IT can be great. Is there legislation needed, or what can happen here?
Well, currently the Irish Data Protection Commissioner is probing Facebook's oversight, as they call it, of this political targeting on the platform. So they are looking into the issue. However, there is a worrying article that was published in the Irish Times this last weekend, which says new bill will allow harvesting of personal data for elections, experts say. And apparently there are amendments to the data protection law, the European GDPR data protection law, which is coming in force on the 25th of May, in which what some experts are interpreting as this amendment will still allow political targeting, you know, on with harvesting of private data. So that's something the legislators in Ireland should definitely be looking into, and people should be holding them accountable for, you know, what's happening with their own private data and how it's going to be handled.
Yeah, that sounds very iffy. Political parties can actually go and access data.
Yes, bought from companies such as Cambridge Analytica. Yes,
yeah.
Because for companies like Cambridge Analytica, it's not even a political thing. It's just a business strategy. It's a business model. You know, we have a product. This product is millions of people, and we're going to sell this product to anyone who is willing to pay for it. You know, if you look at it in a wider scope, even Facebook itself is really, you know, on one hand, it's a platform for the users to, you know, communicate, engage with other people. But what Facebook is actually doing is selling these people to advertisers. So they are looking at you know, what age you enter and what things you click on and, you know, what your interests are, which ads you're more likely to click on than others, etc., etc. And they are selling this particular info to advertisers. If I wish to place an ad on Facebook, it's a few clicks away. You know, it asks me, gives me a ton of parameters. Who do you want to target? And I say, people in Ireland. And it asks me, which people in Ireland? And I say, I don't know, 25 to 35-year-olds. And then it asks me where, and I can specify which, you know, which county. I can specify which city. I can specify even, you know, if they're students or employed or anything else. So, you know, they're already doing this. And all our personal info is out there for Facebook to sell.
Right. So what would you say to people listening now, Urban, to be very, very careful of what apps they click onto or just don't click onto? Certain
yes,
apps.
Absolutely. Be careful what you click on. If you know, is it really necessary to click on that quiz and tell everybody, you know, what would you look like as a woman? And you know, and is it worth it to give a third party company access to your entire profile, to all your info, just to fill out the quiz? Also, you know, be careful what sort of personal data you put on Facebook in the first place. You know, do you have to tell them all the details and all your relatives? You know, did you notice how Facebook even has an option to actually tag who your relatives are? So, you know, you can mark all your cousins and uncles and everyone else. You know, is it really necessary to tell the entire world all these details? You know, all the details about your kids, all the details about your holidays, all the details about your preferences. Because all this is data which big data analysis takes into account and does something with it.
Yeah, and friends and relatives will know all that anyway. So, as you say, does it really have to go out there for anybody to look at? It's all very frightening, I'd say.
Yeah, I think we're starting to, you know, we're waking up to the reality that internet isn't all just fun and games. You know, that it does also have serious consequences. You know, a few years ago, Ireland has already been shaken up by a few tragedies which were related to cyberbullying and children suiciding over it. That should have already been a massive wake-up call that this is serious business. You know, it's not just something for a laugh. It's, you know, people can end up getting hurt. With our data being manipulated, being harvested like this for targeted political propaganda, you know, and just to stress the point, this particular company, Cambridge Analytica, they didn't even have political preferences. Now, mostly in the media, now it's mentioned that they did help the campaign of Donald Trump with targeted ads. But on their own website, they're actually advertising case studies of the various parties they worked for. And right on their own website, you can also see they did similar things also for the Clinton campaign, for Ted Cruz campaign, and for another one. And they did it in several countries as well: Thailand, India, Italy, etc., etc. So, you know, for them, it was Ben Carson. So four political presidential candidates all got services from the same firm to more efficiently target their ads. And several countries. So, you know, if with such business practices and business models being out there, people should start realizing how very valuable their personal info is to everybody out there. And yes, it really should be a wake-up call, not just for the end users, who should be, you know, a lot more careful what they post, how much they reveal about themselves, but also for our political representatives. No, and we should be holding them accountable. What are they doing to keep our data safe from all these multinationals and all these companies who are doing whatever they're doing with this data? How are they handling the legislation which deals with these particular problems? Are they being responsible enough? And are they doing their best to keep our information safe?
Okay, so we'll just tell the listeners, be very, very careful what app you click onto. Personally, I don't think I want to know what I'd look like as a woman, but I'm sure there are people who would. Is there anything you'd like to add? Urban, is there information on this and other things available on your blog?
Well, to be honest, currently we're kind of still slightly staying away from the Cambridge Analytica topic because we still don't have all the information. There's still a lot of speculation involved. The whole thing started snowballing from a whistleblower talking to the media. So it was actually the media who broke the story. From our technical perspective, we're still looking into the whole thing. So as a cybersecurity company that ESET is, we always want to have our all our facts straight, all our data kind of double checked and transparent. So we still haven't got a blog about this particular story, but for all the other stuff, such as online privacy, data protection, how to stay safe on social media, there are two particular blogs that I would like to, invite people to. The first one is our main official blog, which is located at the web address blog.eset.ie, so blog.eset.ie. And the other one is targeted at parents, how to keep their kids safe online. So that one is called saferkidsonline.info. So just all together, saferkidsonline.info. And that one also has a bit more emphasis on things that kids do on social media and, how to keep, generally, things that parents have to know in order to keep their children safe online.
Okay, Urban, thanks very much for taking the call. This one was a bit more serious than what we usually talk about, although it's all quite serious.
Unfortunately, yes.
Thank you very much, Urban.
Most welcome.
We'll talk again soon. Thank you, Urban.